And I think the point that I was trying to say was Jesus hadn't memorized it, the disciples hadn't memorized it. That much we can agree on, isn't it? And then the first generation after, they hadn't memorized it. So it's not a tradition amongst Christians to memorize the book, and neither amongst the Jews.
Certain Christians, because like I say, there's not
a single disciple.
They may not, because there's some people who things in, like, have a sacred, have a, like, a tradition of family that they keep it in their household. You know?
Okay, let me give you an example.
So you have to find
the prophet's close companion was Abu Bakr. Yeah, then after him was Umar. Yeah, they had memorized the Quran, they had memorized sayings of the Prophet. The Prophet himself had memorized it. Uthman, he'd memorized it and he would recite it regularly. Ali had not only memorized it, but he would recite it. So after the Prophet, I've told you, in succession, the people that have come, all have not only memorized it, but they had memorized his sayings as well. To such a degree.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, that saying, you know, still needs, you know, proof.
I will give you proof, Lancelot. I will give you proof. But you're still here, yeah? Okay, let me just finish with Victor.
No, I'm going to be here. I'm not leaving.
Oh, you're not leaving?
No, it's just this guy here who I know with the dark glasses on.
Okay.
I thought he was going to stand there and start.
Yeah. Okay. So you're here as well, yeah?
So I'm just saying, just like how you're saying that he can't really find, we still need proof of both of these things.
Okay, what do you require proof for?
He said memorization, to remember, like,
right.
Understand. So you still need proof on both ends that the original sayings have been remembered to this time.
Okay.
You understand?
All right. We have something called a chain of transmission. Yeah? So chain of transmission is a way that we have preserved sayings of the Prophet and we have preserved the Quran. Yeah? Now me standing here, I'm going to give you an example of a chain of transmission right here, right now. I'm going to link it directly to the Prophet. Yeah, that's a big claim I'm making. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, is a saying that's been attributed to him, that, which is ironic, because the Prophet said, if somebody wrongly attributes something to me, then he has, in effect, reserved a place in the hellfire for themselves. Yeah? So this is a saying. Now, I have read this in a book by Muhammad ibn Shaybani. Yeah, Muhammad al-Shaybani. He got it from his teacher, Imam Abu Hanifa. Yeah? So Imam Abu Hanifa, he got it from Al-Atiyya Al-Awfi got it from Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu. And Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri got it from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace be upon him. What I've now done is I've given you, standing here, an entire chain. I can tell you every single person in this chain, which I've done so. We know their names, we know their tribes. So we know hadith from sanad, matan, and tariq. Yeah, so the chain from the text itself and from the date of the narration itself as well. Yeah, so we can critique that nobody can come and attribute something to the Prophet that was said to him without an academic saying this is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely impossible. Yeah, so this is just one chain that I've given. There are chains that are even smaller than this. Even smaller. There's one where the Prophet is saying, you will be with whom you love on the day of judgment. Yeah, with regards to a companion, he said, you know, I love you and I love Allah. And the Prophet says, to the nearest effect, you will be with whom you love. Yeah, we get that from Imam Malik. Imam Malik gets it from Nafi. Nafi gets it from Abdullah bin Umar, and Abdullah bin Umar gets it from Muhammad, peace be upon him. So not only are we making these empty claims, we are backing it up. Yeah, we're telling you this is the chain. We're telling you who compiled it. We're telling you where it was compiled. And we're showing you the books. Yeah, I have a book at home that was written after the generation of the companions, called Kitab al-Athar. That's the first book that was written after the generation of the companions. Yeah, behind you, you have Adnan Rashid. I'm trying to get a coin from him. Yeah, he's actually reserved this from him. he has a point. Sorry?
He showed him on his YouTube channel.
Exactly.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm a Dobbs people.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah,
go on.
So he's got a coin.
Yeah.
Now, this coin dates all the way to the Prophet, peace be upon him. It's been minted. It's got the Shahada on it. The Shahada is our declaration of faith.
Yeah.
That there's none worthy worship besides Allah, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of God. Yeah, it's got the Hijrah on it. Hijrah is when the Prophet migrated from Mecca to Medina. So all these things can be attested to evidentially, like physically. I would have actually bought that coin. I've got a coin. He hasn't given me the gold one. The one that I've got is, I think, about 150 years, 140 years after the Prophet. I'm trying to get the one that's actually from his time.
That's a good chain. All right. So for that remembrance based on the old Torah, the Old Testament, right? I show you today, right now, in Westminster Abbey, they have a book of remembrance that they every day, each time of the day, they recite the remembrance. And in this abbey, you could go there now and see it in real life. There are family members that are addressed within this abbey. And the person that created this abbey, so they're giving you a chain of not just, again, the book, but the actual amount of people that are embedded in remembering, you know what I'm saying, the Old Testament, their lineage, their people.
Can you give me one?
So, even myself, my last name is Webb. You could go into the Westminster Abbey right now. You could find that. Webb, you could find there. I'll show you.
No, Lawrence, can you, standing here,
yeah, I'm sure you, look,
give me a chain?
Look, I'm telling you, look, yeah? This is my crescent. So this is based on, this is coming from a royal standpoint. Because because the Westminster, the Parliament of Westminster, is the Palace of Westminster. And it was created by King Edward. And King Edward is also called Prince Edward because he's a black prince. And he ruled in the kingdom of Granada. And if you know about the kingdom of Granada, it was based on, again, the Islamic Empire, right? So these are kings that have traveled, you know, preserving the faith with the people that, because they were traveling on sea. So if you go back to all of the kings, they have been practicing and passing on these lineages, remembering to their children and the families that are separated. That's why, you know, I could even, you know, pick up my inheritance and follow the chain lineage, because the last name Webb meaning the weaver. It goes back into the most ancient time in Egypt, where it shows the Nefti, the goddess of weaving.
Okay.
And she's also the goddess of war.
Interesting.
So
very good.
This is a chain of narrating that I can do myself.
I'm glad you've told me, yeah? Because it's very interesting. You didn't just take it.
It is.
But just to come back on the point, can you tell me, standing here, the chain yourself?
The chain?
Yeah. So we start with Webb, which is yourself.
Yes.
Lancelot Webb. It's a wonderful name, by the way. So Lancelot Webb, heard or read from who?
I read from, I can say, the king. So it's King Edward. Right now, it's a book of remembrance.
Okay.
So I said, book of remembrance.
Yes. King Edward.
It's in the abbey.
Okay, so King Edward got it from?
House of David.
That's a house person.
David.
Yeah, Daud.
He got
it from Daud.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to make that claim?
I'm sure.
100%. Okay, so, okay. Daud got it from?
Again, he's a part of the children of Israel, so he must have got it from the rest of the, as you know, it's in your book, so it must be got it from the rest of them. So Jacob, and then keep going back.
Okay, interesting. Now, Lancelot, I'm going to take this one step forward.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to take it one step forward.
I will.
Yeah? Come with me. Join me on this journey.
Yes.
Because what I'm now going to say is, because we have lineage that's present today. I wasn't talking about lineage. I wasn't talking about genealogy. I'm talking about a chain of narration. Yeah? And in the chain of narration, we know the name. We know how good their memory is. We know their tribe. We know their father's name. We know where they traveled, we know who they sat with, and we know how long they sat with. Now, can you provide me something similar to that in your tradition?
Well, not. I would have to obviously go in more detail, but not in that terminology. There is timeline where I could provide you obviously on a different platform where we sit down and actually break it down.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But Lancelot, you see there's four cameras here, yeah? I can make a bold-faced claim here. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Knowing that this is going to go online and I can be refuted.
Yeah, of course.
I can make this claim that Christianity does not have anything that matches that. Mm-hmm. I can say that right now. Okay. It doesn't have anything that even comes close to that. Yeah? I can name you books, Imam Zahabi's Siyar al-Nubala, which actually goes through narrators. Imam Bukhari, he actually tells us where he sat, the grave of the Prophet to where he would deliver khutbah. He sat between those two, which we believe is a place from paradise. He sat there and he would compile. That's where he wrote his compilation of narrators.
Appreciate. I mentioned in the Quran itself, yeah, that book that we mostly, you say, a lot of people have recited, right? There is surahs that specifically has that the family of that said tradition. There has to be an order of narration, like you say, a chain. So for that chain to come all the way to the Prophet, he has to have some, you know, dignitary to gain this type of understanding. So within the book,
you say dignitary, what do you mean?
Yeah, like something that honor, you know, like people.
How do you measure the honor?
So based on the work, so based on his public duties. So if he's a military, if he's, you know what I'm saying, a clergy.
Okay, these so are you're people saying judge them based upon the occupation?
Yeah, because I'm sure the Prophet was a military, he had a military stance.
Well, the Prophet was also a general as well.
It's not just, you know,
but we don't judge the chains by occupation. Abu Huraira didn't have an occupation.
It's the reason, because there is more than just a general, like more than just a pedestrian witness. There is general witnesses that is within a greater chain. You understand? It's real. It's a part of the system that we're in, a valued system, and it continues to this day because there is a structure. So in there, like I say, the book compiled, and that book is showing you that, okay, there are different sources that is telling you about these dignitary people, because for them to be written in there, they have to have some form of upstanding, they have some form of, you know, credibility. So in Surah 3, which is again the children of Imran, like if this is being memorized properly and if you would understand what Imran is, then it will show that Old Testament has not changed, because Imran is coming from that Old Testament, and it's written specifically of its own space to express himself, and those that may not fully understand Islam to realize, okay, there's a memorial being placed within a verse, so okay, I could understand where it's coming from.
Okay, so just so I've understood you correctly, you're saying that it's the Quran has copied from the Old Testament. Is that what you're saying in a roundabout sort of way?
It's a confirmation. It's a confirmation.
Yeah, it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Right?
But, yeah, we don't deny that.
I know.
Yeah, we don't deny that. So, okay, so that point is fine. But coming back to our original point, which is, do you have anything that matches the scrutinization of the people in the chain that Islam has? Because it's all well and good having a chain, but having a science that scrutinizes those narrators, because we have grades of hadith.
Yeah.
We have a hadith which is sahih. Yeah. Then there's different levels of sahih as well. Yeah. There's different types of chains as well.
I get what you say.
Yeah.
So
do you have that in?
So it's based on the kings. So just like I say, if you could go, this is one of the greatest establishments, because even in the Quran it says we have to obey the authorities, right? And the kings. You know, I have the upstanding authority. That's why even the Queen, to this day, she have one of her titles are Supreme Governor. So she keeps that memorial, and that chain of memorials are all around, you know, within all the facilities.
You know,
of the land itself. Yeah. Is part of that.
Interesting. For us to grade something, according to one opinion, for us to grade something as mutawatir, there needs to be 10 different chains. Yeah, that confirm one particular thing. In fact, I've got a book at home which is just compiling mutawatir narrations. Mutawatir narrations mean something which is beyond any doubt. There's so many companions that have narrated that particular hadith, it's simply absurd to deny it. Yeah? So when you're saying that it goes through a monarch,
yeah,
that's one narration.
But
that's risky.
It's one, but it's the supreme one because it's governing the whole entire population.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It keeps the oldest chain of narration. It keeps it in a form where you could see the behavior, you could see the attributes, you could see the customs, you could see the, you know what I'm saying?
Written down or memorized?
Written down and a part of the customs of certain.
Do you think the writing can be changed by mistake?
Of course, because there's editions, there's new editions. Just like
so
there's editions of the Quran in different, you know what I'm saying, in different countries, there's an edition, there's old editions everywhere. No?
There's only one.
I know there's only one, yeah. As in you would know there's only one, yeah. But there is editions. There is a. So if you could. There is addition. Of course there's addition.
What do you mean by maybe we're
addition,
speaking
just,
past
just
each
like people that say, okay, let me translate it in Western.
Yeah, that's a translation then, not addition.
Of course, yeah, that's an addition of a translation.
Okay, so if you're taking that definition, no problem. Yeah, no problem.
Am I sure? Just to say, okay, you have, it's the same clothes, but there's a title, there's a name going to be on it, so it could be a second edition of the same clothes, but because they created different patterns and things like that, it's added information. So those that from far away could better translate what the original is saying, right?
So if you're taking translation to mean addition, that's fine, no problem. I don't have an issue.
Yeah,
no problem. But so what was the point that we were... Okay, so here was my point. You said that the books can be changed. But my thing is exactly this, Lancelot. The books can be changed.
Yeah, true. I said it.
But my original point that I was speaking to Victor about was Islam doesn't rely on books.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It doesn't. I agree.
And because of that, that's what makes Islam absolutely, completely, totally unique. Because of the chain of narration, the knowledge that we have of the people in the chains, our ability to critique those people and have a science in itself to preserve our tradition. No other religion can make this claim. That was my point originally, and that's where you came and you said, look, I have a dispute with regards to that.
Just even like you said, no other religion, that's why there is the attributes of the remembrance. So obviously it's like the compilance of that remembrance. There is, at the standards of it, the highest standard is that it does not change because you're still seeing kings and queens to this day that have preserved the same.
No, but it relies on the book. Yeah. The king
remember I'm saying? You said without no reading, yeah?
Yeah, memorization.
Memorization. So there is cultures, you know, roots of people without memorizing, because like I say, Abraham didn't have no memory of what is written. He just behaved in his way, right? And the rest
of
them,
I don't know about that.
Abraham had a book, right?
You say, yeah, but Abraham had a book. They had,
where's the book that Abraham
had? Ibrahim, yeah.
Where's the book that Adam had? Where's the book that keep going.
Adam had something called sahifas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were like booklets. Yeah, as Muslims, we don't claim that they've been preserved. Mm-hmm. The whole reason for another book to come afterwards is because the previous book has been changed. Either there's been interpolations, things added in, or taken out.
So remember from the point you're saying that without the book, it can still continue, right? So if you're not sure that Adam had a book, but if you might be sure, but you're saying in this day, we're not sure, yeah? If you're saying that Abraham, but in this day,
I think I get
sure.
your point.
You
I think
say?
I get your yeah. point. And yeah, how do we know that Abraham had a book? How do we know Adam had a book? Okay, so when
because we I just know from the Torah, it's being described that God has given a book. So
from that point,
there was no giving of a book. You understand? So it's showing you the ultimate authority given a book.
Yeah.
You understand? And before that, there weren't no, you know, discovery of any type of form in that way. So the style and the life and the attribute and the tradition that they carried was, you could say, you could say it's Islam then, yeah? Because you're claiming that it can be done without a book. So that lifestyle is a great reference to saying Islam then.
I think what you're saying is a very good point, yeah? And that's what, again, makes Islam unique. Because no other prophet, no other book was given the assurance that their book would remain preserved. The Quran is the only book that God has given assurance that it will be preserved. Why? Because it's the last book. And the prophet is the last messenger. Yeah, and there is no prophet or book to come after. Because of that, preservation is incredibly important. That's why I keep stressing upon this fact that Islam is unique in this, because Islam has to be unique in this. Christianity doesn't have to be unique in this, because after Jesus, peace be upon him, came Muhammad, peace be upon him. Yeah, but after Muhammad, there is nobody else. But coming back to the monarchs, if you're saying they are very important in preserving Christian tradition, then it's integral for them to memorize what they mean.
And you just see, and that's a good point. You see, so every one of these titles are deriving from a particular behavior from a person or a group of persons. Remember this. So every one of these titles, so you say Christianity, Islam.
It's about the Book of Remembrance, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, it's based on the characteristics and the attributes and the behavior of an individual. So remember this. So this is where now, okay,
this is your belief, by the way, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, because okay. It's my inheritance.
Yeah.
So if this behavior now, just like, you know, having passed down through, you know, understanding information, then what is the thing that could be added onto your own natural stance is then now compiled in a way where you have to go through that understanding based on the reading. But you know, that behavior is just a thing that is just taking place. That's why you can still find these monarchs, these clergy, you know, certain standards in society that they have authority. People talk about the authority, but they haven't become the authority. That's a difference from a scholar or someone that just had a mindset than someone that's actually, you know, applying the authority, saying, okay, you're not doing this, you know, let me take you and charge you with an offense. That's two different things. So we have to now move from the scholarly mentality to the attribute and the behavior which is becoming, because again, the prophet, he had the attribute, he had the behavior to become who he is. That's why, you know, we're trying to follow this upstandingness of these different prophets, because it's a behavioral thing. You know, it's not just a word thing.